This is hard for me. Damn. But if there's anything which can be positively salvaged from this tragedy, I want to say it. I want to say what I feel needs to be said to potentially save other lives. I want you to know I've witnessed and been affected by this very same kind of tragedy. Yes, people being seriously physically harmed and killed several times in my life. So, because of that, I've developed a very high sensitivity and working knowledge of mental illness issues and behavior. I only wish I could have spoken to Rob and Michelle Reiner about Nick before this happened, because if they would have taken my advice, I believe there would have been a far greater chance they would be alive today. And in case you're curious, I want you to know right up front that I'm not speaking as a person of letters. I have no PhD or master's in psychology, but I do possess a hell of a lot of knowledge on the subject, motivated primarily from a great deal of personal experience for the necessity of my personal, mental, and physical self-preservation, as well as for the others I care about. Allow me to give you a very brief rundown on what I consider some extremely important points concerning mental illness. There are two very broad categories of mental illness, which are classified in the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, Class B and Class C. Mental illness issues in the Class C category, such as depression and anxiety, are usually almost entirely self-harming, such as self-mutilation, self-destructive behaviors, or even suicide. Mental illness issues in the Class B category, such as psychopathy or dissociative disorder, on the other hand, often carry symptoms and actions from the Class C category. However, people with Class B mental illness issues are far more likely to inflict psychological and/or physical harm to others. To put this as succinctly as possible, Nick Reiner is a classic case of dissociative disorder, meaning there was a very high likelihood that he would do what he eventually did do. Now, I totally understand that you may think, hey, you didn't even know him. How the hell can you say any of this? I say this because countless case histories, as well as my own personal history, clearly demonstrate that it's true. The facts, as I know them, are that people who suffer from dissociative disorders, antisocial personality disorders, psychopathy, and some other Class B mental disorders cannot be fixed. And all the therapy, love, hugs, and kisses won't change their condition. It's very sad, but that's the reality. The best thing a person can do in a situation like that is help them, but at a distance. Provide them with a monthly income, if possible, but with at least the stipulation that they are not to show up at your home unannounced, or the consequence is losing that income. If you want to meet with them and talk about their life or whatever you end up talking about, make sure it's in a public place. Do not go to their apartment or motel, because you need to consider your safety as well as your family's. That can be very emotionally difficult, I know, but it's realistically your only safest option. Now look, I understand you may not agree with me. You may think I'm being cold or insensitive, and that's totally up to you. But I'm saying all this because I really do care, and I'm trying to give the best advice in a really bad situation that I know. As I said before, I really wish I would have had the opportunity to speak with Rob and Melinda about Nick. Maybe they would have listened. Maybe they wouldn't have. Of course, there's no way of knowing. But I truly believe that if they would have listened, they'd be alive today. And as far as Nick's concerned, I believe his fate at this point is pretty much sealed. He'll probably end up going to a place he doesn't belong, prison, instead of the place he should be, a high security mental health facility. Until next time, this is Ernest. Take care of yourself.